The Triple M Grill Team.
Turn Gus, MG and Matty on 6 till 9 weekdays.
Remembrance Day yesterday was celebrated beautifully all throughout the land. And I must say, even here, without pushing our own barrow, Triple M did it remarkably. I've got a lot of comments from people who said that the emotional songs that were played around Remembrance Day made them all shed a tear.
Absolute silence in the office as well. Everyone put down their phones and everything like that. It was really nice to see.
It seems to be getting, Pagey, more powerful. The older we get and the more the young guys of our community, the young kids of our community, start to cotton on to what exactly these soldiers did for us to make our land so free.
Well, we always talk about, you know, how we're a lucky country, and you go overseas and you certainly get a feel of that. And I think young people understand, they appreciate the sacrifice of those before
100%.
Us, that we live with, such freedom, isn't it, really?
We got an email but from a bloke called Nathan from southwestern Sydney. We won't mention what school or what or pack drill, Nath, but we welcome you to the grill team. But you had a different experience yesterday, mate.
Yeah, I did, boys. How are you?
Good, thank you, buddy.
What happened yesterday?
Well, we're mucking around, we're cooking dinner. I said to my boys, because all three of my boys, they know, because we've got family in the military.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I said to him, look, did you all stop and from Remembrance Day? And my eldest son said, yeah, I did, but I got detention for it.
What do you mean? What happened?
Well, he asked his teacher about 10 minutes before 11 o'clock if they were going to stop for a minute's silence, and she said no, because she didn't believe that Australia didn't want to be in the war, so why should we stop and remember the ones that did die? Oh,
wow.
Right, so your son then obviously wanted to argue the toss, and that's why he got a detention?
No, he just said, okay, no worries. He set his alarm on his phone for 10:59.
Yep.
As soon as his alarm went off, he looked, as soon as 11 o'clock came, he stood up, had his minute silence, and then he sat back down and went back to his schoolwork.
Well, I tell you what, Nathan, firstly on the first matter, you would say that if he went and if you called the principal, I would imagine that detention would be
revoked,
torn up, the first thing that would happen. Yeah, secondly, you know, it's a debate that comes up a lot of times. You know, one of the really important things about teaching is the fact that you don't want teachers pushing their beliefs onto your kids, you know, such as dispelling certain myths about
and politics,
Christmas Easter and things like that. You know,
absolutely.
You just let kids be kids. And if someone has got a belief, no matter what it is, religious belief, or someone's got a belief, you know,
gotta
remember a state, you've got to appreciate it. You've got to respect it.
Yeah, and good on you, Nathan, for having three good boys there that obviously respect and understand and look back at the future. Well done, and thank you for sharing that with us. We're going to talk to someone else now, MJ.
Yeah, this bloke epitomises what Remembrance Day was. He's in the Telegraph today on page 16. His name is Wade Priestley. And yesterday, he didn't just pull over to the side of the road to remember those fallen. He actually stopped his truck in the middle of Riverston Street and stood out in front of it. There's a great picture of him. He's had unbelievable feedback. This gives me goosebumps. This is the Aussie way to do it. We've got him on the line. G'day, Wade. How are you, mate?
Not bad, mate. How's yourself?
Oh, mate, yesterday, what made you do what you did?
Well, there was a ceremony at the Cenotaph just in front of me.
Yep.
And the road was blocked. I would have stopped just to stop the traffic with the truck, and I was just happy to get out and listen to the ceremony going on in front of me.
Now, Sydney traffic, Wade, people can be fairly impatient in traffic. Were people on the horn a little bit, or did they understand what you were doing and what time it was?
I think most people understood. I didn't hear any horns going off, but it's pretty hard to argue with a 42-ton truck. So.
And you're not a small bloke yourself.
Well, yeah.
Wade, have you got anyone in the grandparents, anyone in the family serve in the military?
Well, I have my grandfather. He was in the Second World War.
Yeah, same.
And I've got countless mates that have joined up out of that I went to school with that joined up and have been overseas. And I was in the Australian Army Cadet Corps for 7 years. And I suppose a lot of my mentors and friends are Vietnam veterans as well.
You're a champion, mate. You epitomise what an Aussie is, mate. Well done.
Congratulations.
No, we only do what we can.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Good on your way. Well done, Wade.
The Grill Team. Gus, MG and Matty Johns. Triple M Breakfast.